my guest this afternoon is Mark Seacombe of Team 22. Mark, hello and welcome to Susie Radio.
Hello, David, and thank you for having me.
It's fantastic to have you here, and I suppose, I mean, we know that it's all about cycling and so on, but before I do anything else, I ought to ask you, Team 22?
Well, we've kind of been going for a few years now. I think we formed in around 2010, where we started doing the odd charity bike ride. We first cycled from Crawley up to Manchester. Then the following year, we decided that going uphill, south to north, was a bit difficult, so we'd do north to south and we'd do Glasgow to Manchester. It didn't quite turn out as we expected because the Lake District were in the way, so but in 2013 we decided to take it onto the continent, and we adopted the tutu as our trademark. The tutu is basically an item of clothing, a tutu, that has to be worn by the person that actually does something stupid or says something stupid, and then that person retains a tutu until somebody else.
So we're talking ballet dancers rather than Bishop Desmond.
Indeed, definitely, yes.
And this is a forfeit for whoever's the twit of the day kind
it
of
is.
Thing while
it,
you're riding.
Wow. It is, yes. I mean, an example is we had one chap who lost his bike. We had one chap who lost his helmet, but it turned out to be on his head. So there's numerous reasons that you'll get lumbered with a tutu.
I wonder what those good people in France and Belgium are going to make of all that. But we start off in Holland, Mark. Tell us a little bit now about what you're actually doing with this ride.
Okay, so the idea is, I think there's eight of us in total. Well, there is eight of us in total. And we'll be cycling from Amsterdam, leaving on the 26th of June, I believe it is. And we will hopefully be arriving in Lingfield after 4 days in four countries on the 29th of June. Yeah, the idea is that we'll carry all our own equipment. It's all paid for out of our own pocket, so any other money goes towards the charity. We'll be clad in, hopefully, our football kits to represent England in the World Cup. And yes, we'll cycle across the four countries in 4 days.
How does it split down into sectors?
So day one is from Amsterdam to a town on the Dutch coast called Odorp. That's around 80 miles as the crow flies. Day two is from Odorp to Bruges, which is again around 80 miles. Day three is from Bruges to Dunkirk, which is that's our rest day, so I think it's about 60 miles that day. We then cheat a little, we get a ferry. We did think about pedalos, but we decided to get a ferry across to Dover. And then the killer day is probably Dover to Lingfield, which is around 85 miles, but over a rolling British countryside.
I was going to say, looking at that itinerary, most of the way from Amsterdam all the way down to Dunkirk is pretty flat.
Indeed, yeah.
And are you going to do what the London to Brighton guys will be doing this weekend? Are you staying off the autoroute and so on and so forth, or are you on main roads? How does that work?
The intention, so we plan our route first, so we kind of know, we have a guide of where we start, where we finish, and how we're going to get there. It's a little difficult to know what the roads are going to be like until you're on them. So if we do get on a road that's a little bit wagons and lorries and stuff and fast cars, then we'll go off the beaten track. And I mean, it means we do see some nice countryside on route as well. So
you're being put up, or you're putting yourselves up. The expenses coming out of your own pockets, yeah?
Yes. So we've booked the hotels ourselves. Everything's paid for ourselves. So any donations we do receive go to the charity, but yes, we'll be staying in B&Bs along the way.
And not even a support car?
No, that makes it more fun. The only way we're getting back is by our bikes.
You mentioned the charity, and obviously this is the heart of the entire matter. Tell us about the charity that you're doing all this for.
Okay, so it's a charity called Blooming Arts, and they're based in Lingfield, and they teach like the performing arts to adults with like learning disabilities. I was told about Blooming Arts by one of the chaps in our peloton, in the loosest sense of the term, who introduced me to Patricia, who's the founder. So one night I went along to meet the guys, to meet the team, see what they were all about. And then, I mean, initially it was a 15-minute visit, and ended up staying for 3 hours and getting involved with a dance class. And the work that they do there is fantastic. And the guys that are there as well, great personalities, lovely people. And I mean, the intention will be to actually raise enough money to put on a show at the Hof on the 5th of July, which open invite to everyone to come along to that.
And how are the preparations for that show going?
I mean, I've been in touch with Patricia and Blooming Arts on a regular basis. I've been down to see him a couple of times now. The guys are really excited about it. They're designing costumes, they're writing the scripts and so on. It's something really for them to look forward to, really, so well underway.
And it's a homemade show as well, everything written and produced in-house.
Yes, everything. I mean, Blooming Arts do dance plays, they write script writing and so on. It's a very creative thing that they do, so.
And the website, as I understand it, is www.bloomin-arts.com. Is that right?
That's the one, yep.
We'll make sure that the good folks out here in Suzyland know all about that. Now, we're riding, we're doing it for charity. How do we donate?
Okay, so probably the easiest way to do it, we've got a Text Just Giving page where 100% of the donations go to the charity. You can text BLUM, B-L-U-M, 28, followed by the pound sign and then a number, whatever you choose to donate, every penny helps. And you text that to 70070.
70070, and that's capital letters B-L-U-M, 28, followed by the pound sign and the amount of the donation. Do you know Holland and Belgium and Northern France yourself very well?
I cycled from Brussels last year for children with diabetes, and I mean, it'll be a slightly different route, but we've got a feel of what the country's like. We know they're very good for roads and stuff. Holland will be uncharted territory to us, really, so yes, I just hope there's not a breeze coming off the sea.
What about the best worst route from Dover back up homewards?
We tend to try and steer off the busy roads, because even the country lanes in England aren't ideal for cyclists, really, so we try and stay to the smallest roads we can. It's very hilly. As soon as you're going down, you're coming back up again. It's probably going to be the toughest day. And then we actually finished with a good stint down the Worth Way, and then up towards Lingfield from East Grinstead.
Now, we've covered the major branches of this wonderful enterprise, Mark. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us while you have the ear of Suzyland?
Just really promoting the Blooming Arts, really. I mean, it is worth visiting that website to see what they do. They've got the show on the 5th of July at the Hearth. That's 7:30, and that's what we're trying to raise the money for. They've also got a show at the Kingston Theatre on Thursday the 19th of June. That's at 7:30 again. And that's Shakespeare Slam, I believe it's called, and that looks like it's going to be great fun as well.
Okay, well now, in conclusion, you've chosen a song for yourself and for the group, haven't you?
I have, yes. It couldn't really be anything else, really.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's got to be Queen, Bicycle.
Do we want to string any names on the end of that? Any little dedications?
Yeah, so this is to Team Tutu, so to Jason, to Jauma. We've got a Spaniard coming with us. We've got an Aussie coming with us as well. Mark, Rick, Matt, Jimmy, and then to all the guys at Blooming Arts as well. And if I have forgotten anyone, I apologise, but I'm sure they're going to let me know.
Mark Seacombe from Team Tutu, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you this afternoon on our Afternoon Stroll Tea Break.